calling the Senate Transportation Committee to order at 5:02 p.m. Today's Wednesday, May 8, 2019. Today we have present Senator Wilson, Senator Schauer, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Hughes. Please silence or turn off your cell phone. Thanks you to those assisting us, Nancy, Nate, and Amy. We thought we had our final meeting in transportation. However, this has come over to us, and because it is a consideration at the federal level in this year's budget cycle, it is something that is very timely to address this year rather than waiting until January. So we decided that this was an important enough matter that we would reconvene. So thank you, members, for obliging the sponsor and the chair. So I'd like to welcome Representative Tallarico and his staff, Thomas Studler, to the table. We're going to hear House Joint Resolution 12, Northern Rail Extension. And after we hear the bill, we'll be taking public testimony. And then if it's the will of the committee, we'll go ahead and move it out today. So welcome, gentlemen. Please introduce yourself for the record and proceed with your bill presentation.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair and committee members. And I'm Dave Tallarico. I represent House District 6. That would be, I sometimes refer to it as the eastern half of Alaska. It is the district that is the size of Poland, and it is in eastern Alaska. I really do appreciate the opportunity to do this. I realize that you probably weren't going to have any more committee meetings this year, and you've all gathered together, and I certainly do appreciate that. And Madam Chair, you are right. Our federal budget cycle is a little bit different than our state budget cycle, and we may have the opportunity at least to hopefully, if you're favorable towards this resolution and the body's favorable towards it, we have an opportunity to get it to our congressional delegation so they can get it into the federal budget cycle. I should say that here with me is Tom Studler. Tom works for me. And I do appreciate this opportunity once again. So House Joint Resolution 12 would complete Northern Rail Extension down to Fort Greely and Delta Junction. And that would help us support military operations, mining, and agriculture in the interior of Alaska. I know some of you are probably quite familiar with Delta Junction, and I know that Senator Schauer, of course, is very familiar with it. I've spent some time with him there, in fact. So kind of a history on this. In the Act of 1914, the United States Congress authorized construction of a railroad in Alaska. Now, the railroad was to connect one or more of the open harbors in Alaska with the interior, and that was to develop agriculture and mineral resources in Alaska and help settle the land. The theory was it was going to provide transportation of fuels for the military, be able to transport troops, arms, munitions, the mail, and do a lot of other government and public uses at the same time. The Alaska Railroad Transfer Act of 1983, Congress once again recognized the importance of a railroad in providing freight and passengers and rail service to Alaska. They found that continuation of services and the expansion of those services are necessary to achieve federal, state, and private objectives. So the state continued the operation of the railroad, acquiring the railroad, and together with the expansion of the railroad, continues to try and provide a public use for that rail system, as well as serving some of those installations we have. Prime example are Fort Wainwright and Eielson Air Force Base. Both have rail extensions that go right into the base. So in 2013, almost 100 years after the act, the Northern Rail expansion was proposed by the Alaska Railroad in conjunction with the Department of Defense. They created a four-phase plan at that time. Phase one, which was a pretty big one, it was the construction of the bridge across the Tanana River, $184 million project, has actually been completed. And the bridge is across the Tanana River. I've seen the bridge. They built the bridge and they completed phase one. The remaining three phases still need to be completed before we actually get that full Northern Rail expansion down to Fort Greely. With the expansion of the Fort Greely Missile Complex and expanded training ranges, increased agriculture in Delta, increased mining operations in the area, there's an opportunity here. This resolution supports critical infrastructure development, national security, economic development, and natural resource development, which the state will benefit from. The Northern Rail Extension Project would provide essential freight and passenger service to support transportation and mobility needs of the region, and particularly from a national defense standpoint, to Fort Greeley, which is under expansion right now, and it's going to have some new missile silos and things there. So things are happening at Fort Greeley. Things are happening at Eielson Air Force Base. I believe the project's long overdue for Alaska, and we can answer any questions for you. I would like your support of this resolution. Thank you so much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Tallarico. Do you have anything, Tom, to add?
Thomas Stettler, for the record, Thomas Stettler, staffer representative, Tallarico. But the only thing I would add is that, you know, the government came up here in 1914 and said we were to build 1,000 miles of rail. I think we're about 532 miles short of that. So there's still some rail left there for the federal government to oblige us on.
Well, thank you. As I was reviewing the materials, I noted a point you made that Fort Greeley was the only military base in Alaska that isn't on the rail line. And I was wondering, I'm guessing nationally, virtually or most of all the bases are on rail line or would perhaps have an alternate water route as an air. But being an inland base, having a second transportation route, I think is very important. I thought that was an interesting thing. Do you know nationally if we're one of the few that doesn't have a second transportation route for that base?
You know, Madam Chair, I wouldn't be able to tell you, but fortunately, Mr. Stettler is retired from the military and has probably been to almost every military base in the United States, or I would guess very close to that. So if I could have him address that.
Mr. Stettler.
Madam Chair, I would say that a military installation to have one route in, one route out would be extremely rare. And that we only have a highway system in and out is rare, that we don't have a port or that we don't have rail. Most military installations inside the continental United States have rail and highway or port and highway, but there's always another route in besides one way in and one way out. And I'm sure the distinguished Senator Schauer could also validate that.
Good. Senator Schauer, do you have it?
I can, and he's right. Tom is correct. It is rare, especially for the major bases where we move infrastructure. When you start talking about like San Diego, for example, where you're moving mass supplies in and out onto cargo ships, where we're moving and deploying troops. However, there are a few that don't have them that are major bases, but they are rare, and they are bases, for example, like an Air Force base that would deploy their stuff by flying it out, not by driving it out. Mm-hmm. So there are some. But virtually all of our Marine/Army bases and, or of course, the Navy ports, kind of by default, they have some type of a rail system out because they move heavy equipment in and out, and that's the only way they can logistically do it. So that's the difference. But again, like I said, it's rare that there's not multiple infrastructure ways to move the equipment, which was part of how the highway interstate system came about with President Eisenhower. It's like we need to be able to move our equipment and our military around. That's kind of how it was built.
Thank you. And I just have a question because some of the maps were a little bit fuzzy when they get copied, and I should know this, but I don't. So a confession. From right now, can you get from North Pole and cross the Tanana River, or is there a section missing? Was that phase one connected to North Pole, or is phase two, three, and four needed to make that connection then all the way down to Delta Junction?
Through the chair, ma'am, you can walk across it whenever you'd like. It's fully connected.
So I can get on a train in North Pole, and I can get across the river.
The bridge is done, not the rail. Big difference. The bridge is complete. The rail's not on the bridge.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you for that clarification. Senator Schauer.
I was just going to add to that. I was a part of this discussion before I retired and then actually after I retired because that was part of the overall J-PARC plan, Joint Pacific Alaska Range Complex, and having the interior training ability for land forces, because we have the air side already kind of there, but for the land side was huge. The Army especially was looking for that. They needed to be able to move that equipment to open this up so they can do the land-based training they're looking to do, because they're hampered in the southern part. So Fort Richardson has a tough time. They don't have the land they need, but there's lots of land up there to use if you can get the stuff there. So the mm-hmm. Tanana Bridge has been a key critical component for a very long time. I would also add, and I believe this is part of, remember we just passed a resolution for A2A to get into Canada. This is another part of that where we tie these things together that we mm-hmm. wouldn't have. So it does match in a lot of different ways for the state. There's more than one thing at play here. I just want to throw that for the record.
And thank you for that. I have a question, too, because I was looking at the funding, the information the DOD Looks like they have starting back with design money, and then for phase one, somewhere around $117 million, and most recently in 2008. And then the state of Alaska, we ponied up a total of $88 million in 2010 and 2011. And then I am seeing that we still need more. And my question is the expectation that the remainder, which looks like between $650 million, $850 million, is going to be federal dollars?
Madam Chair, I am expecting the federal dollars to do that. The Department of Defense, and I've talked to several people that are there, and I believe they're starting to recognize this critical piece of infrastructure, particularly for our national defense system for Fort Greeley. So I've of course sat in a room with all of you when our senators, I should say, from Washington, D.C. came, and I believe I heard more than once of how important a resolution is from the legislature to help them secure things for Alaska. And so I'm hoping that if we forward this resolution, it'll be that part that will help them secure this via the federal government and really, quite honestly, support the people down at Fort Greeley. I've had the pleasure of being able to connect with some people that are stationed at Fort Greeley. My best description of those folks is salt of the earth. Mm-hmm. I'd like them to have all of the critical infrastructure that they need.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well, and thank you for waving that banner. Question, we may need to bring Tim up for this, but in the Alaska Railroads Corporation's Northern Rail Extension project, facts came out in 2013 when it mentions the remaining $650 to $850 million. It says, and I'll quote, funding sources may include federal and state appropriations and financing via the sale of revenue bonds. So your understanding, though, is that in your conversations with the congressional delegation that they are pushing for federal funding that would not include state match or anything like that?
Madam Chair, that's correct, yes. Really, the request would be for full federal funding to finish the project.
Okay. Thank you. Are there other questions? I've got a couple other ones, but I don't want to dominate, so... Anyone have any other questions?
I would add a comment as
Senator
well.
Senator Schauer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you had paid attention to all of the five-year plan, what's important about this is the current president and is pro-military spending and buildup. If we end up with another one in a couple of years, that may not be the case, but you do get into the five-year cycle for planning and budgeting, and if you've looked at what they proposed, it's an increase of billions of dollars over the next few years, and MILCON money is a big part of that. So getting into this cycle now is important, because if we can, usually once you get a project in, it's rare for it to be stripped out. It can be hard to get it in if they start pulling back military funding, but if we can get it in there, it's likely we'd be able to keep it. So I just wanted to throw that again, also for the record of passing a resolution. This does matter, because at the current time, the current president and his budget proposal, as it's being filtered into the DOD structure, is looking at increases in that. So this is the time for us to try to lock that in if we can. Helping our congressional delegation. So.
Good point. And I want to thank you for including the Alaska Railroad Corporation Act in our packet. And one of the things I noticed as I was leafing through is 42.40.285. It talks about legislation, that we have to put in law any extended railroad lands. And so I was leafing through, and I don't know what year it was added, but 42.40.550, the language extension of railroad to Fort Greeley was added. So we have given our approval. We have fulfilled that. However, I'm not seeing anything about anything regarding to Delta Junction. So I was just wondering if, of course, that can't be taken care of in this resolution. And maybe I missed it. Maybe there is somewhere where the extension to Delta Junction has been included, but we might need to make sure we get that in statute as this project goes forward. Do you have any comments on that?
I would agree with that, Madam Chair, and we will look into that for sure to see where that is. We've also, when we first crafted the resolution, we kind of had a limit to the people we were going to send it to, and you can see on the end of the resolution, we've expanded that to include several different branches of the federal government, just in case they may also like to participate and have an interest. One of those would be the we'll make sure that the Department of Agriculture and the Department of the Interior are certainly well aware of what we would like to pursue.
Okay, thank you. Senator Schauer.
Just a question. I don't want to dominate this either because most of this is just informational. But question I have is one of the things I heard when I was up there in Delta Junction talking, as different folks have been bantering this idea, they were obviously very excited to have a rail line of any type come through. Even that was before we talked about the, you know, going into Canada and connecting, that they had hoped to see as this rail line was to come down all the way down to the BMD, that you would have essentially a station going through Delta. In other words, the ability to switch off and load and unload, et cetera. That's what they were kind of hoping to do as opposed to extensions and other things. So is that, am I still right on that or kind of that thought?
Through the chair, Senator Schauer, I believe if you look at the Northern Rail Extension, you'll see that's exactly what was the plan, to build into Delta Junction with a spur into Fort Greeley.
Okay. That's what I thought it was. I just wanted to clarify, Madam Chair, because that's what I remember coming out of the briefings up there. Okay.
And if that were the case, then maybe the statute that's on the books would already take care of that, if that's the case. So, Senator Schauer, do you know?
He just sent a note to me. He's like, BMD, Ballistic Missile Defense, that's our base, our northern tier. I apologize. I know we're not supposed to use acronyms. I just put that up for the record. Sorry.
All right. Okay. Are there any other questions for the sponsor? And I think I will take advantage of Mr. Sullivan being in the room and have him come to the table briefly, please. It's not every day that he is here in Juneau.
For the record, Tim Sullivan with the Alaska Railroad.
Thank you. So your understanding as far as the funding is that the remainder would be from through the Department of Defense, is that?
Madam Chair, that is our hope, that the funding would be coming from the federal government. That's what Representative Tallarico has proposed in this resolution, and we support that effort to go forward and find funding in that area.
Okay, and then do you know, does the statute that authorizes to Fort Greeley cover going to, if it's routed through Delta first and then the spur to Fort Greeley, are we covered?
Madam Chair, I do not know. I'd go back and take a look at the statute. It never has come up as a question before. It was just understood that that covered what we were looking at doing as part of our Northern Rail Extension. If it needs to be changed, we'll certainly take a look at that and support the changes that need to be put in there.
I need to look at a map, but isn't Fort Greeley north of Delta? It is, isn't it? Or is it south?
No, it's south. You drive through Delta, and that's, you go to the south side. And that's why I said with the spur, what I remember talking is you're going through it anyways or by it, is that then you're going to hit the two bases since they're kind of tied together. So it's kind of on the south side of Delta Junction.
Thank you, Senator Schauer. That I'm guessing then the statute probably fit. I was had it upside down, so my bad. All right. Is it anything else you'd like to add to the discussion?
No, Madam Chair, just to add again that the railroad does support Representative Tallarico's efforts to ask the federal government to complete this project.
All right. Well, thank you.
I do have
Senator Schauer.
Sorry. Just since you are here, and we've had issues with land transfers for the railroad and some issues, and there's things you guys are doing in different parts of the state right now, are you aware of any land transfer or right-of-way, other types of issues that would come up as we go through this process, or has everything already kind of been done? In other words, where are you in that process? Is it anything you envision that might be a stumbling block, I guess, is what I'm asking, to completing it?
Through the chair, Senator Schauer, the EIS has been completed on this project, and I believe all the right-of-way has been laid out as to what's going to be needed for that project. I don't see that there's going to be – we don't believe there's going to be any efforts to complete the project with right-of-way issues.
Awesome. Thank you.
Is there anything else for Mr. Sullivan? Thank you, Mr. Sullivan, for joining us. Are there any further comments from the committee? Everyone's pretty quiet today except Senator Schauer and me. So I'm going to open public testimony now for House Joint Resolution 12. And I am not seeing anyone online. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? Seeing that there's no one, I'll close public testimony, but first I'll move that over there. All right, so I will say then, what is the will of the committee?
Madam Chair, I move House Joint Resolution 12, Work Order 31-LS0633, /A with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
And hearing no objection, the bill moves from committee. And that is our last order of business today. I will not say at this point, it's our last order of the business for the year, but please let the record reflect the time is 5:22 p.m., and please, members, stay and sign the paperwork.